The Myth of King Midas. Once upon a time, in a kingdom bathed in golden sunlight, there lived a king named Midas. King Midas was known for his immense wealth. His palace was filled with treasures, and his gardens sparkled with golden statues. But as much as King Midas loved his gold, he was never satisfied. He always wanted more, and he dreamed of having a magical power that could make him the richest man in the world. The Golden Touch. One day, as King Midas was walking through his garden, he encountered a strange and mystical figure, the god Dionysus. Dionysus, the god of wine and celebration, was known for granting wishes to those who pleased him. Midas had recently done a kind deed for one of Dionysus's followers, and as a reward, Dionysus offered to grant the king one wish. Without hesitation, King Midas knew exactly what he wanted. "I wish that everything I touch would turn to gold," he said eagerly, imagining a world where he could turn even the simplest objects into shimmering treasures. Dionysus warned him to be careful with such a wish, but Midas was too excited to listen. The god granted Midas's wish, and with a wave of his hand, the magical power was bestowed upon the king. Overjoyed, Midas ran through his palace, touching everything in sight. The flowers in his garden turned into golden blossoms, the furniture in his rooms became solid gold, and even the fruit in his orchard gleamed with a golden hue. Midas was thrilled. His dream had come true. He was now the richest man in the world. The Curse of Gold. But King Midas soon discovered that his wish was not the blessing he had imagined. As he sat down to eat, he picked up a loaf of bread, only to find that it turned to gold in his hands. No matter what he tried to eat or drink, everything transformed into solid gold before he could take a bite. Midas began to panic. He realized that he was unable to eat or drink anything. The worst was yet to come. When his beloved daughter ran to him, excited to show him something she had found, Midas reached out to embrace her. But as soon as he touched her, she too turned to gold, frozen in place like a lifeless statue. Midas was horrified and heartbroken. In his greed for gold, he had lost what was most precious to him, his own daughter. Desperate and full of regret, King Midas prayed to Dionysus, begging the god to take back the terrible gift he had wished for. He realized that his love for gold had blinded him to what truly mattered in life: his family, and the simple joys that could not be bought with treasure. The lesson learned Dionysus, hearing Midas's heartfelt plea, took pity on the king. He told Midas to go to the river Pactolus and wash his hands in its waters. Midas hurried to the river and plunged his hands into the flowing stream. As he did, the golden touch washed away, and the curse was lifted. The river's sands turned golden, but Midas's hands were free from the magic that had caused him so much sorrow. When Midas returned to his palace, he found that everything he had touched, the flowers, the furniture, and most importantly his daughter, had returned to their natural state. Overjoyed, Midas embraced his daughter, grateful to have her back. He had learned a valuable lesson. True wealth is not measured by gold or riches, but by love, kindness, and the simple pleasures of life. From that day on, King Midas no longer cared for gold. He became a wise and generous ruler, known for his kindness rather than his wealth. The story of King Midas and his golden touch was told far and wide, reminding everyone that greed can lead to great sorrow, and that the most precious things in life cannot be bought with money. And so, the kingdom of Midas flourished, not because of gold, but because of the love and wisdom that filled the hearts of its people.